This is John Easter along with head coach of the boys basketball team, Mark James. Coach James, how are you?
Just fine, you?
Great, great. Survived the first game of the year against the Northwest Pioneers. Talk a little bit about that game.
Well, I thought we shot the ball extremely well, shared the ball really well on offense. We played, 10 kids, and I thought that overall, for the first game, kids did a nice job. Northwest was young. They weren't as athletic as we were wanting them to be or hoped that they would be. New coach, new program. I think he's doing a good job. They just, like I said, they were playing freshmen against us, and that's hard. But they competed well, made it interesting, and we had to work for some things. Out of the game, probably it became glaring that we aren't boxing out very well and our defense isn't near any place where it should be. So that's sort of our biggest concern going into this coming weekend is we can't play with the same lack of intensity on defense and boxing out. Those are huge against Pike always.
As you've coached now, I think, this is what, your sixth year at Ben Davis?
Yes.
Then
yes.
Over time as a head coach, have you noticed any difference in the ways young people play defense? Because I know maybe 5 or 6 years ago we talked, maybe the defense would be ahead of the offense.
Yes.
But is it different these days?
No, we would prefer for the defense to be the offense right now. I'm really sitting on a chair right now, and you're sitting on needles, because normally our teams are really pretty sound defensively, and this team right now we're struggling with that, and that's okay. I mean, that's something we have to work at. We probably are the most skilled offensive team I've had since I've been here at Ben Davis. I mean, we've got some guys that can really shoot it. If you're at the game the other day, it's like we haven't had guys like that here. But defensively, we just it's sort of like we do what's convenient on defense. I don't know if it's because of I know what it is. It's lack of focus and paying attention to details. Defense is accountability. You have to move every time the ball moves. You have to see your man, see the ball all the time. You have to be really concentrating and focused on what you're doing. And we have a group of guys right now that are just struggling with that part of the game. The game is all mental. People don't understand. It's if you're mentally into it, you can get a lot of things done. And if you're not mentally into it, that's when you lose your confidence on offense and on defense. You don't execute well. And in our league, offense sells tickets. But if you look at Lawrence North Shore, I think it was 47-35 against Park Tudor. I mean, they're really good teams in the area. They're going to defend you really well, and we hope to be one of those teams. It's just as right now, that's an area we really, 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 really need to improve upon.
Of course, you get a tough weekend coming up for you on Friday night, which is, I think, as we air this, will be tonight. You take on the Pike Red Devils, and then tomorrow night you get the Southport Cardinals. So talk about that 1-2 punch.
Well, they playing a conference game, second game of the season is tough. I don't care when you do it, who it is, that's hard. But can't complain about it. You just go out and play. But these two teams are different type of teams than we were last year, just as we are. Every team is every year. But they've lost the Scruggs kid left Southport to go to prep school, and the Roberts kid left Pike to go to. So their teams are different. They're more team-oriented. They're less individual-oriented. There's not one guy going to come out and get you. And I think down the road that's going to make their teams probably a little bit better. Pike's trying to play 13 kids. They're all real athletic. Get them on the floor. They got a couple kids that can shoot it real well. Southport's the same way. They're sort of looking for an identity right now, just I think everybody does early in the year. But their identities for both their teams are going to be a lot different. I think both teams are making a much more conscientious effort to play defense and do team type of things and not rely so much on athletic ability as they have in the past. And that's going to make it for a very interesting weekend for us. When I watch game film and watch Pike and Southport play, and we feel as a coaching staff they're boxing out better than we are right now, red flags are up all over our locker room. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. So, and I'm not complaining about our kids. I'm just saying this is who we are, where we're at right now. We can correct this maybe overnight, but through the week, these are the things we've discussed. I mean, we can't get beat on the bank boards, and, offense sells tickets, defense win games, but rebounds win championships. If you don't defend and rebound, I don't care what level you're in, you're going to struggle. And that's what we've been talking to kids quite a bit about this week.
One final question for you, Coach. As you play these back-to-back games in high school where you go in on a Friday night and then you have to come back on a Saturday night, how tough is that to prepare?
We always try to prepare just for the Friday game. All our conference games are on Fridays for that reason. We prepare mainly for that. When it's hard is when you play one team that's going to be mainly man-to-man and run them down the floor and shoot real quick. You're going to play another team that's going to be all zone. It's hard to work on both early in the year. That down the road, it's not such an issue. But for the first month of the season, it's pretty hard to just get them to do different things because you don't have enough practice time, it doesn't seem like, to work on all the skills and the drills and anything you need to do so you can make your reads and know what's going on. So that'll be a good test for our kids this weekend in that we're going to play a Friday night team. It's very athletic. They're going to man-to-man you, pressure the ball over the floor. Every pass is going to be hard. Then we're going to play Saturday night team at zones and traps. And it's still hard, but it's hard in a different way. Like I said, mental preparation is the biggest thing for this team this year. I really like the kids. If they mentally get into what we're trying to do and play as a team as not so much as individuals, I think that's always the team chemistry issue in basketball every year. And if they're willing to give it themselves, I think we have a lot of fun.
All right, Coach.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for your time.